is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free energy healing on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. And we're live. It's time for one of our newer shows on the network, Intuitive Healing with Elizabeth McQuaid. We will be opening the lines later in the show, but first she's got something up her sleeve. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Elizabeth, welcome back.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back. So let's get you to reintroduce yourself and your show and what's happening.
Sure, sure thing. Oh, my name's Elizabeth McQuaid. Happy to be here again. This is my second show with you guys. So basically, I do holistic energy medicine and intuitive guidance. So today on this show, last show was a little introduction about myself and my interests and what I do. And today I'm going to do a quick guided meditation with all you listeners to help you find some guidance from the animal world and your intuition. And then we're going to open the line to callers and I'll do some sessions, whether you have something physical you want looked at or something, if you want something emotional, mental, or something in your life that you're wanting to shift, you can bring that up and we'll see what we can do and transform today.
Wonderful. I'll just let you know we had a little bit of a challenge connecting with the board. So take your time with the meditation and we'll be refreshing and getting things going over here.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, what I'll do is I'll just jump right into the meditation then, shall I?
All right. All set.
Okay, great. So what I'll get you, all your lovely listeners to do is get yourself comfortable in a seated position. If you're lying down, you might fall asleep. And what I'll get you to do is just take a couple nice deep breaths. And you may also want to have a pen and paper handy because you will be getting some intuitive insights as the meditation goes along. But if you don't have a pen and paper handy, that's okay. And so what I'll get you to do is take a couple nice, deep, relaxing belly breaths. In through the nose and slowly out through the mouth. And as you do this, imagine you have a beautiful cord going from your tailbone down, down, down to the core of Mother Earth. And breathe in that beautiful earth energy up into your body. And then visualize a beautiful cord of white light coming down through the top of your head from source energy flowing down through your whole body. Moving through all the spaces and cells of your body down into the earth. Feeling your beautiful connection with Mother Earth and source energy. And now visualize yourself walking along a beautiful sandy beach. The sand is just such a beautiful temperature on your feet. And the sun and the air feel perfect on your skin. And as you're walking along this beach, a beautiful little hummingbird comes by and starts flying in front of you. This hummingbird is going to be your guide during this meditation. The hummingbird urges you to keep walking along the beach and then asks you to go into the water So if you like, feel free to step into the water, whether it's just to your feet or up to your knees or your hips, or if you like it, feel free to dive right in. And as you're feeling this beautiful water, you notice an animal in the water. See that animal now. And that animal has a gift for you. Receive that gift now. And when you're ready, thank that animal for the beautiful gift it's given you. And if you like, feel free to reach out and touch that animal. Look it in the eyes and thank it for what it's given you today. And then you watch it swim away. And then all of a sudden you notice your hummingbird trying to get your attention, asking you to come back up on the beach. And as you leave the water, the air is warm, the sun is perfect, and you walk up onto the beach, and the hummingbird leads you onto this beautiful, soft, cool, mossy path. And as you're walking along this path, ahead of you see a beautiful forest. And as you enter the forest, you feel the coolness of the shade and all the beautiful smells, sights, and sounds of this forest. And as you're walking through the forest, the hummingbird leads you to a little clearing. And as you look into this meadow, you see an animal entering into the meadow from the forest. See that animal now. This animal has a gift for you. Feel free to receive that gift from the animal now. And if you like, feel free to reach out and touch that animal, look in its eyes, and thank it for the gift that it's given you today. And then watch that animal walk through the meadow and leave the forest. And as you're standing in the meadow, you look up and you see another animal in the sky. See that animal now. That animal has a gift for you. Receive that gift now. If you like, feel free to reach out, touch that animal, look it in the eyes, and thank it for its gift it's given you today. And then watch it leave. And as you're standing in the meadow, you look around and your eyes are drawn to either a plant, a flower, or a tree. See that plant life now, as it has a gift for you. Receive that gift now. And thank that plant, flower, or tree for the gift it's given you. And if you like, feel free to reach and touch it. And all of a sudden you notice your hummingbird flown up to you again, asking you to come back into the forest. You thank the plant, and you leave the meadow, walking into the beautiful, cool forest. As the hummingbird leads you out of the forest, along the mossy path, back onto the warm, sandy beach. You walk down the beach, back to the place where you started this journey. And the little hummingbird comes close to you. And if you like, you can say goodbye. But know that this hummingbird and all the animals you connected with today, you've established a new connection with. And you can connect with them again if you so choose. And as your hummingbird flies away, do you remember all the beautiful gifts you received? Breathe in the feeling of the gifts you received and the knowingness that there are more to come. And when you're ready, take a couple nice deep breaths. Start to wiggle your fingers and toes and move your body gently around. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. And if you like, once your eyes are open, feel free to make a little notes about the animals that you met and the gifts you received, if you like. And just take note how your body feels and how you feel in general. Great. Thanks for coming on that journey with me.
All right. That was lovely. Elizabeth, can you do an overview explaining kind of your unique approach and what people can contact the show about and how you work?
Certainly, yeah. So basically what I do is when I work with people, I tune into themselves, their body, and also their energetic team. So when I say energetic team, I mean source, your higher self, angels, guides, helpful ancestors. And so I work with them in conjunction with my team, and I'll get information. So depending on if we're working on something physical, sometimes we'll have different techniques come in, or sometimes I'll just watch your team do some shifting, or we'll have special guests, I guess that you could call them, come in and do some healing on you. And people often feel what's going on when we're doing it. And also in regards to like guidance, so oftentimes people, you know, we're looking for guidance and support to help with decisions and things moving forward. So oftentimes I'll just ask your team, well, what should they do? What kind of things would you recommend? And I'll get information and I'll pass it on. So it's quite a group effort, if that makes sense. And it's very interactive. And it's quite funny too. Like I find that people's guides keep it light, and even if they're dealing with something that's, you know, a bit challenging, usually people end up having some laughs through the session, hopefully, and feeling better by the end for sure. So it's quite nice. It's basically the whole goal is to get you feeling in a higher state of being, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, and energetic, or all of those together, getting you to a higher space of understanding, a higher space of awareness, clarity, and feeling more supported on your journey forward. Because I think one of the most important things is that, you know, everybody can sometimes forget is that we're not alone. We do have so much support, but sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, sitting down, asking for that help and tuning into that help. Because it's almost like sometimes our guides are helping us, but we can't hear them or feel them or see them, especially if we're in a real heavy state of fear or panic or worry. So if we can get ourselves a little bit of a higher frequency, we can kind of feel that support more and get that clarity and get that guidance. So that's one of the main things we do in sessions is get people feeling better and more clarity going forward.
Okay. So we're having challenges with the line staying connected. We've got one caller that's managed to hang on through it all. So please take your time and no rush because we're still working
Sounds
on
good.
It.
Sounds good. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
So let's go to caller all one. You're up first. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from New Jersey. My name is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Good. What can I help you with today?
Okay. Can you tell me if there are any blocks? Also, I have a question because what I'm trying to do is work with my eighth chakra to open it and work and ask questions, you know, to my highest self to get answers.
Okay, great. Great, perfect. Okay, great. So I'll just tune in right now. So what I'll do is, when I'm working with someone, I see them kind of come into the session, and then I get a metaphor of what's going on with them. So I'll just give me a minute to tune in here, Pamela.
Okay.
Great. So I get a lovely image of you coming in on skis. Like it's almost like you're cross-country skiing. And it's you're moving forward, but you're a little frustrated that it's not smoother, if that makes sense. Like the skiing, you know, when you're cross-country skiing, it's nice when it really gets smooth movement.
Yes.
And you're kind of like, you're feeling like you're moving forward, but you're like, it feels like something's catching on the bottom of the skis. And also you feel like there's a little bit of a, almost like a rubber band holding you back around your waist. So I'm just going to ask your team what all this is about. So I'll just ask them for a second. So you're moving forward, but you feel like there's a lot of resistance keeping you back, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
So you're moving forward, but just not as smoothly as you'd like or more like ease. You want more ease. So I'm just going to ask your team what's going on with that. Okay, so it's not that they're holding you back, but what it is they want you to do a couple more things in preparation so that you're more solid and grounded and stable to receive that upgrade of information, that more ease of flow of information. It's almost what they're likening to is they want to make sure, like, you know, say electricians, they work with wires. If the wire isn't grounded properly and the right, it can accept the right wattage of I'm probably not using the term right, but the right wattage of electricity can overload it. And that they don't want you to be overloaded. They want you to have the perfect grounding and the perfect wire to get that information. So a couple things that they would like you to do first to kind of help you set you up for that ease to move forward. I don't know if you do, sometimes when they show me stuff, it's either you're doing it now or you should be doing it. So I'm not sure which is one of the two, but I don't know if you have a chance to meditate daily, but they'd love it if you could take 10 minutes a day at least, and I'm not sure exactly when you can fit that in, but 10 minutes a day to really just meditate, but not asking for any information, just connecting to your body and doing, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to that meditation I did at the beginning, but also almost imagining your grounding cord from your tailbone rooting into the earth and then feeling that lovely connection, like a kind of like a tube of white light from source down through your head and feeling that flow from the one down through your head to the earth and the one up through the earth grounding flowing up out your head kind of like a little fountain. And they said they love you just to really be in the zone of that energy and ask for any healing or anything to be removed and taken away and given to God, and then any beautiful energy that needs to come in to come in. It's almost like just asking for them to feed your energy in a beautiful way and clear it for 10 minutes a day with no agendas to getting any information or anything. Just you getting you almost like fed with beautiful light and energy. And they said that helps establish, like, that helps change the wire, like the wire that's you, to what you can hold energetically. So it expands what you can hold. And if you're grounded and you're feeling connected to the earth, that also is really healing to the body and calming. So they said if you can do that 10 minutes a day, pretty much every day if you can, and it might be busy because it sounds like you have little munchkins in the background, and I know how that
those
feels.
Those are my cats.
It's hard to...
cats, okay.
They're like children or cats. Oh, those cats are great, yep. But does that make sense? Like, do you think you could do like 10 minutes a day, and even you could up it to twice a day if you could? Do you think that's kind of possible for
that's
fitting to your schedule? Yeah.
Oh, that's reasonable.
And it's almost, and there's no
and
agenda.
No questions. No, just go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So basically, when you do that, it's no agenda. You're just wanting the clearing, like the grounding, the connection to source, and any clearing. And you're not asking for questions at that time. And then they said the second 10 minutes, you can connect again and see what you get. And they said, because as they're showing me that, like it's almost like the first one is connecting, clearing, and getting prepared. And then the next 10 minutes, and they said you could do it right after that first 10 minutes, or you could do it later in the day, doesn't matter. That's the one where you sit and go, I'd love to receive some guidance or answers, or I'd love to. And they said you could even start with, like, the meditation that I did at the beginning of this session with the animals. You could even redo that, like you could listen to the recording.
Okay.
That would kind of jumpstart it, if that makes sense, because that meditation I love to share with people because it gives you a framework. Because we have our left side of our brain and our right side of our brain. And the logical side of our brain needs something to focus on. And so that gives the left side of the brain, the more intuitive side, a way to weave that information in. So that's why I like that meditation, because it keeps one side of the brain busy, the logical side that likes structure, but it allows enough space for the intuition to, like, drop in those gifts, those hints, those that bit of guidance. So that might be a good one to start off with, and then eventually you'll find your own kind of rhythm of what kind of receiving you're going to get from your guide. But it's basically it's almost like setting a date for yourself first,
okay,
and then a date for your energetic team second. And if you kind of do that, if you're very consistent with that, and that goes for anyone listening to this call, if you're consistent with that, it's like you're saying to the universe, I am prepared to do this every day, or as often as you kind of can, because I matter first, and you do matter first, because if you take care of yourself first, then other things always fall into place. So then the second thing is, you know, setting aside time to connect with them and make sure you have paper and pen. I think that's really important to write down, because it makes it more real, because you might get stuff in the moment that is so clear and amazing, but when you come out of meditation, sometimes it can get lost. So if you write it down, right after or during, it will really solidify that for you. And you can ask for things like proof. Say, I'd love to have some proof that, you know, I'm on the right path, or proof that this exists. Or, you know, you can ask, I think it's important for people to have proof. So you can ask for that as well. And that can also strengthen that relationship you have with your energetic teams and your guides. So, yeah, hopefully that helps for that bit. And I get that will help with any blocks you're feeling, because you're setting up a structure and you're committing to it. Because the universe, if you commit to yourself first and then, you know, whoever, like say you have good friends you connect with, you go out with them, you call them, you talk to them, it's a relationship. So, and you already have a relationship with your guides, you just might not be cognizant of it as much as you could be. So if you set a time every day to connect with yourself first and then your guides, they're there, like 100% they're there. It's just a matter of just that time and energy. Yeah, so good on you. And I get you're doing really well. It's just kind of you needed a bit more structure. And I don't want to say the word discipline, but that's the kind of closest thing I can get to is, or it's commitment. That's what it is. It's like a commitment. Commitment to yourself, commitment to that connection that you want to establish to them. So it's like a date with yourself, date with your guides, if that makes sense.
Well, that's perfect. Now, can you tell me which spirit guides are around me?
Okay. Well, when I tune into people, I get like a group, if that makes sense. So, I do get you have a fairly large group, if that makes sense. Like it feels like you've been asking for a lot of help and asking for a lot of connection. So it feels like you've got a lot, if that makes sense. So we all have our higher self that we can connect with. I get that it might be a great idea to ask to connect a bit more with your higher self versus a guide at the moment, if that makes sense. Like kind of like what I was saying, first, you know, meditate with yourself and then ask to connect more with your higher self initially is what I get. And the reason that is because it's almost like they want to say, like, your guides are, like, really great friends with connections, you know?
Okay.
But your higher self is, like, something – your higher self is basically that part of you that is a little bit closer to source energy and a little bit away from the human collective consciousness, and it's got a bit more of a direct line to what's best for you. So they're saying it's great that you want to connect with your guides, and totally you can, but they said maybe put it on the agenda first to connect with the higher self, and then secondarily, after you've connected to that, see what the guides have to say. Does that make sense? It's almost like,
yeah that makes
self
sense.
First. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay.
Now, I know you
talked
about your eighth. Okay, I know you had a question about your eighth chakra that you asked earlier. So I'm just going to just take a little peek and see. Yeah, so when I look at your eighth chakra, it's like, it's great because it's almost like you're saying, you're like, stay open to your eighth chakra. And you're like trying to keep it open. But your guides are saying, hey, like, why don't we just relax, like, let go of the eighth chakra for a second. It's almost like they're saying, let it go for a second, like almost like a rubber band, and let it find its perfect aperture, its perfect opening. Because they're saying, right now you're trying to open it up too far, and it's not comfortable to your body, if that makes sense. So let it kind of, because when I kind of look at the eighth chakra in people, it's kind of just about, you know, kind of like a hand length or two above your head. And yours just wants to be open, just kind of like a little smaller than what a crown would be, if that makes sense. Because right now it's not about, like, bigger is not better in regards to the eighth chakra. That's what your guides are saying, which is kind of funny. They're like, bigger eighth chakras is not always better. They said it's actually just the perfect size for you. It's kind of just what feels right. And they said the information doesn't depend on size, if that makes sense. And the light quotient that you can bring into your body has no size doesn't matter. It just flows through like water. Like, so just like water running through a tube, if the water's meant to get through there, it's going to get through that tube. And it doesn't, and with energy, it doesn't necessarily take, like, water takes a little longer to flow through a tube, but energy just comes naturally. So that feels better. And when you're feeling grounded, it's almost like the flow is really nice. And if you're not feeling grounded, it's almost like the flow is blocked. So grounding, I think, is the number one key for you. Now, I don't know, so you're in New Jersey, so it's not too cold there now, but one of the things they recommend, and I also get this could be for other listeners that are on the call too, is now with the warmer weather coming up in North America, if you can also, and this is another thing you can do or not do, but it's if you could daily, just get out bare feet on the ground somehow. Like if there's a park nearby or if you have a yard, just get your, socks off, shoes off, and just, you know, stand and walk around and on some grass or even cement just for, you know, like 30 seconds, a minute or two, or even sit down on the ground just to kind of feel that connection to earth. Okay. And that's quite grounding. It does a bunch of different things. Like physically, it grounds out any kind of electrostatic energy we get throughout the day with, you know, our computers, cell phones, just the houses we live in, but also just helps you connect, get that nice earth energy in there. And then you'd be surprised the different animals or people or places that just kind of come by you while you're doing that, just as part of your experience too, I get. So that's a little bit of homework, but it's not hard homework. It's kind of nice homework.
No, that's really easy. Yeah. I was in the park yesterday, but I didn't take my shoes off. You know, but I was standing in the grass, and then there's one particular tree that I always go and I stand by, you know, and I was trying to speak to Mother Gaia and, you know, doing things like that. But I can go back tomorrow and, you know, take my shoes off. That's okay.
Compare. Say, hey, take your shoes off and then hug that tree or put your hands on that tree and see if you feel a difference with the feet, with the shoes off. Yeah, who knows? Yeah, like compare. You can try it with the shoes on and with the shoes off and go, oh, which feels better? But yeah, right. Awesome. Well, you already do. It sounds like you're doing a lot of great stuff already, and you really have that desire to connect more deeply to spirit. You're doing great. It's just almost like they're just giving you a couple tips to take it to the next level. That's pretty much it. Like, and you do have good guidance, they're saying. Like, she's got good guidance, she's got a good heart, and you've got a good intention. Like, you want to help yourself heal, and you want to help other people heal, and you want to make this world a better place is what I'm getting. So you're doing great. Just keep moving forward. And so now when I look at your skiing, it's flowing a lot better. And like the thing around your waist, that's gone. And you're starting to really get into the flow of the kind of cross-country skiing metaphor, you're feeling more of the flow, and I see you're kind of using these, because when you came in, you weren't really using, poles when you go cross-country skiing, but now you've got these two poles, and you're really going. So I think you're going to have a lot of momentum with these new, if you kind of, if those things that I recommended resonate with you, those new kind of systems that you're putting in place, the meditation and the first for yourself and then to your higher self and guides, you'll find the ease at which you can move forward and flow will increase quite quickly, quite exponentially is what I get. So good on you. Keep up the good work.
And
have
Thank
fun
you.
With
that
your new homework.
I'm so glad. Because I did the
perfect
listening, you know, when you first started, I did the meditation. So I'm going to keep that, and I'm just going to continue with that. And twice a day is very simple. And I love going to the park, so that's easy. This is just, you know, second nature to me.
Yep.
So I'll do all of this. It's going to
work.
Perfect.
Well,
Thank you so much.
Well, they generally like to give homework that people can do, and, you know, it's accessible. So good on you, Pamela. Well, I think you're going to have a lot of success with that, and I wish you all the very best. And thank you so much for calling in. Pleasure meeting you. Pleasure meeting you and your guide.
Right. And I'll keep
thank
in touch
you.
And let you know how it's going.
Please
okay.
do. I would love that. Please send me an email. I'd love to hear.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Pamela.
Thanks, Pamela.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thanks to Pamela, her guides, and her cats. Very vocal cat. I also thought they were children. All right. We managed to get another caller to stick on the board, so let's go there.
Great.
Jennifer on line two, it's your turn. You're live with Elizabeth on News for the Soul. Where are you calling in from?
Thanks, Nicole. I'm calling in from Ontario.
Okay.
Ah, Ontario. I'm from there. Nice to meet you, Jennifer.
You're a neighbor.
awesome. Now, what can I do for you today?
I would like a healing, please.
Okay, you want a healing? You're cutting out there, but I heard that you want a healing.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll just start to tune into you and like I did with the previous caller, just get a metaphor, and then we'll just kind of go from there. So just take a moment here. So the metaphor I get when you're coming into the session, it's almost like it's like you've got a, you know how like people wear, I'm trying to explain how, they're giving me, it's almost like a weight on a band that goes around your waist, and it's kind of dangling in front of you, and it's hard to walk forward because this weight is kind of dangling and almost in the ground dragging. So I'm just going to ask your team what this weight is, because it's kind of hard for you to move physically forward, and then also just hard to like move at all. So I'm just going to ask your team what that is. So they just, you know what they did? They just watched them cut the band that was holding this weight, and it just dropped and just poof, went into the earth. Ooh. So that felt a lot better. I don't know if you can feel much of that. I don't know what that was exactly because we haven't discussed what it is, but I'm just watching that move. And it's interesting, as they cut that weight that was kind of dangling there between your legs, when it moved, there was the heart had a bit of sadness come up and almost relief, like, you know, when you're like, oh, so it was like a relief and sadness mixed together, and that went down into the earth just to be dissolved. But it's almost like as that shifted, there's like, what do I have? There's nothing left. It almost felt, because that's probably been a focus for a while, they're like, oh, what do I have to focus? Like, there's no grounding because that was such a focal point, that not feeling good area. So your guides are just going to do, just give you a little surrounding first of this, kind of like I'd call it a healing bubble, just to give you a bit of structure, because it's almost like when we shifted that energy, there was no structure left. So I'm just going to ask them to put some more structure around you, like almost like a balloon around your aura, full of white light, some pink and some gold, and other colors too, almost like sparkles. And then we're just asking for a beautiful grounding connection and a source connection, like I talked with the earlier caller about connecting. They're just connecting your source a little clearer and your grounding a little clearer, and asking your guides to come a little bit closer so you can feel that support. And so I don't know if you want to share at all. You don't have to share what's going on with you, but how are you feeling at the moment? If you want to share, you can. But how are you feeling at the moment?
It's funny because I did, when you visualize the rock and the band around my waist and not being able to move forward, I understood that. But I initially had been having, you know, I don't know if there's something going on in my stomach, but it's not really painful or anything like that. But as soon as the rock left, then I felt pressure on my back. So it's like it shifted to my back.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's just because I'm so used to the holding of that burden or heaviness that my back now is trying to readjust.
Yeah, totally. That's. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, and that's why all of a sudden it was almost like it was your energy was too open once you released that rock because there was nothing for it to focus on, like because it was used to focusing on something that was a bit foreign. So that makes sense. So I'll just check your back as well now just to make sure. It's interesting. So I don't mean to giggle because they're just showing me like that weight is gone. So now her body has to adjust to the lack of weight. And that makes sense because the band did go around kind of like just a little bit, like say behind your belly button, that's where the band was on the back. So I'm just going to ask your team. Well, it's almost like they're saying you might, you know, it's like an adjustment. It's almost like, I don't know if you have had a child before, but like after you give birth to a child, you can feel quite weak in your abdomen because you had like almost like a basketball in there. And then all of a sudden your muscles are like, whoa, what happened? I don't know what to do because we had so much support in there and then there's none. So I'm going to ask them if there's something that you can do or we can do just to help with the shifting of the weight, if that makes sense, or the shifting now in the body. I get like you might need a bit of a nap today. I don't know if that's a possibility. You might need to have a little bit of a nap and drink a good amount of water, like at least 2 or 3 glasses. And I get just take it easy for like a couple days, if that makes sense. And don't like physically take it easy is what they're saying. Even though we've done something energetic, it's going to filter through your physical. So like what I find is when I say we, it's your guides that did the shifting. I'm just kind of translating it for you. And because you want to make the change and I want to help you make the change, we kind of hold the space for this kind of quick transformation. So they're saying like, be really gentle with your body over the next couple of days. And when you're bending over, just be real slow with things. Don't maybe pick up anything heavy for a couple of days, if that makes sense, if that's possible. And just like what they're saying is treat this like we actually shifted something physical, because what we did is we shifted something kind of significantly fairly large energetically. And anytime we shift something energetically, it does trickle down to the physical. So it's easiest to change energetically first, but it will always translate to the physical. So, yeah, like you're doing great is what they're saying in regards to just the – like it feels like you've been implementing some changes and you've been calling in some new things into your life, and we're kind of moving out from the physical thing at the moment. But this is part of the change because you're ready. Like you've said, I am ready. I want some change. So guess what? You got some change. But just take it easy for the next couple of days because it's almost like you'll start to feel like, oh, I feel really energetic and good. They said, just take it easy. Like it's almost like if you can mark on a calendar, take it easy for 2 days. Like no overdoing it. Don't go running. Don't go weightlifting. Don't go hardcore dancing or anything anywhere. They said just like almost like what they're recommending is for the next 2 days, if you could almost act like you're kind of like in a meditative state, or you've gone to like a meditative retreat where you walk around quietly and you drink lots of water and eat fairly light, like salads and fruits and you know, and avoid any kind of heavy stuff as you can. You might want some carbs, they're saying, and stuff just to kind of feel grounded. But just almost, they said, treat the next couple of days like you're on a meditative retreat, if possible, because I know you might have to go to work and stuff like that or interact with people. But they said as much as you can, it's like this quiet, contemplative breathing, relaxing breathing. And just when you walk slow with intention and really feel your feet on the ground. And they said that's going to help you integrate this shift that they just did. But you called it in. You wanted this shift. And it's a good shift. because you got stuff to do, and it's almost like this was holding you back from doing what you want to do. And so now you're going to find more freedom. But they said it's almost like, for instance, I have a family member that just had a hernia operation. And they're saying, treat it like you just had some sort of like hernia operation. But in this case, just give yourself a couple days instead of a couple weeks of not lifting stuff heavy and just taking it easy. So hopefully that makes sense. And how are you feeling now overall?
I feel okay, actually, a little bit tingly. But it's funny because I kind of thought I had a hernia.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And like I said, sometimes I see stuff, and I don't know if it's like something that already happened or should happen. So yeah, if you do feel like you've had a hernia, you should go to your doctor and get it checked out for sure. that's interesting. So yeah, sometimes that happens too. I'll say something and I don't know why I'm saying it, but yeah, I would recommend go to the doctor, get that checked anyways, and definitely don't lift anything if you think you've had a hernia, for sure.
Okay.
But yeah, well, hopefully that helps. And yeah, so you feel tingly, but do you feel like you feel grounded enough? Like you don't feel too spacey or anything at the moment?
No, I feel good.
Okay, good.
And I felt, I felt the energy while you were tuning in. So.
Oh, good. Excellent. Oh, great. Well, I hope that helps, Jennifer. And yeah, same
Thanks.
Thing with Pamela. If you want to email me in a couple, whenever, and let me know how you're doing, please do. Because I always like to hear how people are doing after sessions, and especially if they have their first session, I like to just check in and see if they're doing okay. But other than that, is there anything else that you want to look at, Jennifer? While I've got you on the call here.
No, I think I'm good. Like that, I think you really did probably a lot in what exactly I needed. So.
Awesome. Great. Oh, thank you. Well, I'm glad, Jennifer. Awesome. Well, have a good rest of your day, and thanks for calling
in. You too. Thanks.
And keep in touch.
Okay, bye.
I'll call back in again. We've got, we're going to try to squeak one more in now that the lines are back to life. Let's go to 845. I'll just let you know we've got 12 minutes to the top-ish to wrap up time.
Okay, I'll keep it on the time. Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Let's go to 845. 845, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Maria. My name is Maria. I call from New York, Ohio.
Maria.
Oh, hello,
are you calling
Maria.
In
for
sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry about you. I got a little question you can do for me or not?
Please. Sure.
Okay, thank you, appreciate it. You see me, so I'm going to go in Italy. This is home, mommy and my daughter.
Okay, so if I understand you correctly, you want to go to Italy to see your brother, is that correct?
No, I want to go, me and my daughter. It's my birthday coming up. I want to go about September in Italy.
Okay, yep. So you and your daughter want to go on a bus to Italy. Now, where are you living currently? Because I didn't catch that at the beginning. Are you currently
now,
in Europe?
No, mm-hmm. I live in New York. I locally can't.
Oh, New York. Okay, New York. Oh, perfect. Okay, so you want to go there. Great. Okay. So let me just tune in for a second, Maria. And you got your birthday coming up soon. That's exciting. Okay. So I'm just going to tune in to you, and I'm going to watch you come into the session. So what I get when you're walking into session, it might not be about the trip right away, but we'll get there. I see you coming in and you're holding on to, it's almost like a stick and it has a heavy weight on it. And you're kind of pulling it behind you. And it's taking a lot of energy to pull it. I'm going to ask what that represents. I'm going to, because I get a metaphor, but I have to ask what that represents so I get more information.
Thank you.
Well, the stick, the weight on the end of the stick that you're holding, I'm going to ask your guides if you can put the stick down for a second. And they said, sure. You're a bit nervous to put the stick down, but I'm going to ask them just if you can put the stick down. So I'm just letting the stick go to the ground for a second. And I'm going to ask if I need to look at what that weight is or if we can just get rid of it. And they said, I have to acknowledge some stuff within that weight on that stick first before we release it. There's a lot of a lot of grief, a lot of sadness. Initially, I thought it was worry because I kept getting the word worry, but you were worried to let go of it, if that makes sense. Because I couldn't understand. I was getting this sense of worry, but then when we let go of the stick, the worry was gone. I asked what that weight was on that stick, and it was grief and sadness. And there's almost like an I don't want to say the word inability, but that's the word they keep giving to me. There's an inability to release the grief and sadness because of the change it will bring. I'm going to ask what that. I'm just going to ask them for clarity on what all this is. Does it make sense? Have you had like a lot of grief and sadness over the last couple of years in regards to? Did you have a loss, a fairly significant loss in the family, or?
I lost my oldest friend.
Oh, okay. You lost your oldest friend. I understand. Okay.
That's my oldest friend. My husband.
She's saying husband.
You lost your husband. Oh, okay. That makes sense then. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay. I understand. Now, so as I'm talking, I'm gonna talk for a little bit. we're gonna check in on some things. But as I talk, that weight is going to release. So as I start to talk, it's almost like around my stomach, I start to get really sad. Now, your husband, like, I basically just see him standing beside you, and he's like, "I'm here." and I know that's hard to kind of imagine, but he's like, "I'm here." Like, and he's kind of almost like surprised you can't see him. Or have you had moments where you think you've felt him or seen him after he's passed?
I'm thinking all the time. You know, if today I could ask something funny, maybe you can help me out to what it means. Finish the talk, then I tell you.
Okay.
I feel every hand in my head.
Someone touching your head, but there's no one there. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
That is your husband. He's very much. He's really working hard to let you know he's there, and you know. So it sounds like you know that it's him. I'm just going to ask your guides because it's kind of a tricky thing. It's almost like. Okay, so sometimes we have, so they're showing me, it's like you're afraid to let go of the grief because you feel, this is just, it might not be conscious, it could be an unconscious feeling, but there's a part of you that's afraid that if you let go of the grief, you will lose your connection that you have with your husband that you currently have now with him touching you and standing near you. And I want to assure you that could be no further from the truth. They said the more you can release the grief, the clearer and lighter your connection feels with your husband who has passed. He's not going anywhere is what I get. Like he's saying, I'm not going anywhere. He's going to stick around, but he'd love for you to feel lighter because then when you start to move forward in your life, he can move forward with you too. He says, imagine like you have a, like he said, imagine if you're not feeling good and he can't go anywhere because you don't feel good, so he can't take you out in the car and go somewhere. He says, it's kind of the same thing. He says, he'd love to watch you go to Italy. He would love to walk beside you while you and your daughter go and explore Italy again. But he can't do that if you're not feeling 100% and, you know, and the grief, you don't need the grief to connect with him. I think that's really important. And this is also important, I get, for anyone listening to. And it takes time for grief to shift, for sure. And grieving helps us release. But in your husband's case, he says, it's not my grief I have to let go. She has to let go of it's her grief. He says, I'm still going to connect with her, whether she carries the grief or not. It just makes it easier and more fun for him to be around you and vice versa if you let go of that grief. So the grief is not a tool to connect with your past husband. The grief was a tool to help you disconnect from having him physically around all the time. Grief is a tool to help us disconnect, but spiritually you're still connected until you're connected for as long as you choose to be, basically. And one day you'll meet him again, but not for a while, so don't worry about that. but does that make sense? So the grief doesn't, you don't need that grief. So as I say that, I see your team, that stick that you're holding, it's dissolving. No more stick anymore.
All the time, especially if I don't feel good, I get a pain in my leg, in my arm, and I go for therapy, you know. But I want to go in Italy again.
Okay, good.
So
you're doing
I wanted to ask something, so you believe it. I don't know. Excuse me the expression. Sometimes, I go to the bedroom, or before I flush the water, look like somebody flush the water too. What do they mean?
Okay. I'm not sure if I'm understanding fully, but you were saying when you go to your bedroom, it looks like somebody's...
I got the bedroom, excuse me the expression. I got the bedroom. I want to get up to flush the water. Like I hear somebody downstairs, like he flush the water too, and the same mini. But nobody do it.
Yes, I see. Yes, you're hearing the water moving when you're splashing the water in the morning, but you hear someone else doing it, but there's no one else there doing it. Is that correct? Is that
right.
What I'm getting
right.
at?
That's what I got.
Great, yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, and this is what I get. It's almost like your husband. He's got he's doing his routine in the spirit, and you're doing your routine in physical. But you're both energetically moving energy, and he's kind of like saying, well, you're getting ready for the day. I'm getting ready for the day too. You're splashing water on yourself. I'm splashing water on myself or whatever. Do you mean like he's trying to show you, because you guys have a very close connection. There's no question. But he's basically saying, you're getting ready for the day. I'm right here with you. That's the why you hear it when you're doing it too. He's trying to let you know, let's get going.
Because it bothered me too. Because it's not just to me, my daughter too.
Yes. Well, your husband is very. It's interesting because some people, when they pass, some people are more skilled than others at communicating back to the people they left behind, the living. Your husband is a very skilled communicator at communicating with people he felt a lot of deep love for and a lot of connection. So he has no problem communicating to you or your daughter, and I suspect a couple of his friends and family members. I think there's other people too that might not have shared it or maybe have. He's really good at communicating, and yes, I am. He says, because he's got a real strong will. Does that make sense? In life, he had a strong will, and he says, I have a strong will, and I make sure they know I'm here. So he's quite lovely. He's a lovely man. Was he quite energetic in his life, like very, like, lots of charisma and energy?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's just like that now. Like, he's showing me, and he's kind of like, and I'm pretty good looking, too.
You're right. 100%.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah, and he's got his hand on his hip, but he was loving, and he was very dedicated to you, dedicated to you and his family, and his friends too. There's a couple male friends I think he had really close relationship with, and he hasn't left their side either. So for him, he's almost like, I have more freedom because I'm not stuck in a body that doesn't work so well, he says, but I'm kind of living my life like I would if I was still in New York in a lot of ways. Although he does want me to say he has a lot of other things he does, because he's quite dynamic. He has a lot of interests, if that makes sense, and he does a lot of stuff on the other side as well, but he always makes time for you, his daughter, and these two other friends I get, and some other family members too. He keeps an eye on a lot of people, if that makes sense, like he did in life. Keeps an eye on people and kind of helps lead them. But you are his main focus, the daughter as well. And he's like, he says, now that you're going to get rid of this grief, let's get to Italy. So he's excited to get you guys over to Italy for a trip. He wants to watch you guys experience that. He's got a lot of excitement for you. And he's enjoying the journey. And he's not going anywhere. He keeps kind of saying, I'm not going anywhere. I'm with you guys. Till the end, but there is no end, till you join him one day. And he says, but then we have other adventures together. Like he's a real gem. But he says, she's the gem. My wife is such a gem, he says. So he's also humble, isn't he? But anyways, really lovely man and lovely to see you. And I do get, because you're saying you're doing physical therapy of some sort. He's recommending, he says, tell her to keep up the physical therapy, strengthening the muscle, those things you were mentioning. I think it was the leg and the arm you were saying. He says, keep that up. He says, you got a ways to go, ways to live. He says, you got to be strong in your body so you can enjoy life. And he likes to see you enjoy life. He loves, that's one of his best joys, he says, right now, is watching you and the people he loves enjoy life. And he says, don't worry about me. I'm also enjoying myself, because he always did. And he still does enjoy his life quite a lot. Does that all make sense, Maria?
Well, I'm so glad, Maria, that you got through and that you were able to get so much information. That was awesome, Elizabeth. Maria, call in next time to dig deeper, dive, and what a nice sounding ghost he is. That's just lovely.
Oh, he sounds amazing.
Yeah. I don't understand why a ghost would need to use the toilet, but that's a whole other topic for another day. We're in like 3 minutes to the, or 2 minutes to the top now. Let's get to wrap up in shameless self-promotion while there's time.
Sure, sounds good. Well, if you are looking for a session with me, you can find me at elizabethmcquade.com. And also I am doing a remote viewing workshop on May 15th. So if you don't know what remote viewing is, it's basically using your mind or third eye to look at things that aren't right beside you. And I did done this class before, and it's such a fun class. It's for an hour and a half at 2 p.m. Mountain Time, which is 1 p.m. Pacific, on Sunday, May 15th. And if you want to sign up for that, you go to elizabethmcquade.com and go to my events page, and you can sign up through there. It's $35 Canadian, so try to keep it affordable for people. But if you can't afford it, let me know, and I'll still get you in. It's a fun class. It's an hour and a half, and I do it over Zoom, and it's a fun hour and a half. And I studied with a lovely remote viewer, Dr. Russell Targ, when I lived in New Zealand. He's a great guy. I really enjoyed his stuff. And so, yeah, if you're interested, check that out. And if you're interested in sessions, check out my website. I look forward to hearing from you. And it was such a pleasure today. Thanks so much, Nicole. I loved doing the sessions for those three ladies. They're just fantastic. So thank you very much.
Great
and hope
callers.
You all have a great day.
And apologies to the callers we didn't get to. That's interesting that you worked with Russell Targ. He was one of the physicists that created the process, the system for remote viewing back in the day for the military. He wasn't actually a remote viewer himself in the Stargate program, but I talked to him decades, I don't know. Long time.
He's such a lovely man.
Yeah.
Because you've done a lot of remote viewing stuff yourself, I know. So, he's a lovely man. And, well, maybe we could talk about that another day. That'd be awesome. I'd love to hear about what your experience with him.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll put a pin in that exciting new connection. And great show today. Right. Great to connect with you. Looking forward to next time already, Elizabeth. Take care.
Thank you, too, Nicole. Bye.
And Elizabeth McQuaid is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. You can find all her links and info there. We're back with more right after this. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.